and it's order number 21-20.
The meeting on Wednesday morning was one of the last steps in a years-long process for Sheriff Nate Sickler to get the jail proposal from an idea to voters in the next primary election.
We have a decade of grand jury recommendations that recommend more staffing to more mental health, to a new building, better designed and larger. This proposal will address all of those issues.
Sickler said he's gotten three past recommendations from the National Institute of Corrections, saying the current jail, which opened in 1981, is too small and too old.
You really have to disregard all of those assessments to say that this isn't a matter that the voters should decide on or disregard.
A new jail would go from 315 beds to almost 800 beds. It would cost taxpayers around $171 million to build, which would come from a county property tax increase. That tax would be $87 per $100,000 of value. So, for example, around $250 per year for a house worth just under $300,000. There's been lots of opposition to the jail proposal over the past year. But on Wednesday, while nearly all the public commenters said the current jail is outdated, almost everyone was opposed to a new jail. The majority of concerns focused on people with mental illnesses getting locked up. Theodora Hyde from Medford says there are too many people in crisis and not enough trained providers.
Jail is not an appropriate or helpful environment for people with mental illness. Jail causes people with mental illness to become sicker.
Another big concern was that alternative criminal justice programs designed to keep people out of jail hadn't been fully considered. Jason Clark is a city councilor from Talent.
I'm concerned that the process that led to this jail proposal is a process that began with a conclusion and has worked backward to try to build support for this jail-only proposal.
Talent was the only city in Jackson County that voted not to be part of the jail service district. That's the area that property taxes would get collected from to fund the jail. A handful of residents did speak in support of the jail. William Mansfield from Medford had the concern that when people charged with crimes aren't held, they re-victimize residents.
We're not going to solve the problem by turning violators out to violate again.
By the end, Commissioner Rick Dyer said his mind was made up. He thinks a bigger jail will have an overall positive effect on the county.
This particular proposal addresses some of these mental health issues, but this is not solely a mental health question. This is a jail capacity question. There's a lot.
Dyer said for him, it does address what he called threshold questions about whether a new jail is a possible solution to problems like releasing inmates who then don't show up at court, inefficient use of public money, and creating a way to deter crime.
Those are the threshold questions that determine whether this board, in my opinion, should refer this to the voters.
Commissioner Bob Strasser had a more nuanced reaction, which he said came from hearing from other experts like clinicians, judges, and other people who work in the courts.
They all basically talk about a jail as not just a jail, but as a part of a system. And the system isn't working well. In fact, it's somewhat digesting itself by recycling people before they've ever been stabilized and gotten into treatment.
The final county commission hearing will happen on February 26th. That's when commissioners will decide whether to send the decision to voters in the primary election. Eric Newman, JPR News.